Barcode. Let's talk about technology. The barcode this year is celebrating its 50th birthday. Golden year for barcodes. They're in use in over a billion products. Incredible, isn't it? Around the world. But new generation barcodes are already amongst us. We know them better probably as QR codes. Maria Palazzolo is Executive Director and CEO of GS1 Australia. Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew.
The barcode, big anniversary. Are you having a party?
Yeah, we had a bit of a barbecue in the backyard.
Really?
Yes, well, why not? It's a wonderful celebration.
It's changed the way business runs, even way back then, back in the 1970s, they became more widespread. Tell us about its history and where it's all at.
Well, it had a very humble beginning. Basically, it was designed to speed things up at the checkout. And that was its original purpose. And that was the original purpose of the industry coming together and saying, if we're going to have all the products in a supermarket go through a checkout, we have to come to an agreement as to what standard is going to be used. So what barcode are we going to use? And that's really what happened 50 years ago, that decision was made. And the barcode, as you know it today, as you see it today on products, in the supermarket was born. So from there, of course, it's continued to grow. We became really smart about realizing, oh, well, if we can do that at checkout, we can do all sorts of things in warehouses, distributions, transport and logistics. You see it now in all the parcels that arrive at your home. So you're only limited by your imagination as to what the barcode can actually do for you, because it can almost do anything. And today we're celebrating 50 years of that happening, but also the beginning of the next 50 years, which is really the next generation of barcodes that will also, you'll start to see more and more on products, better known as the QR code. And everyone, I guess, through COVID learned what the QR code is and how it's used. And so the new generation of barcodes is going to start to filter through over the next few years.
All right. So what are we going to see? How will we be using it in everyday use? I mean, currently we can scan our own items at checkouts, for instance, but what else is coming?
This is the most exciting part, because I truly believe that the consumer is finally going to be able to not only look at the barcode and scan it at the self-checkout, but they're actually going to be able to use their mobile phones to scan it, and they're going to be able to derive all sorts of information from that barcode that's going to help them make a better choice about the products that they buy. So if you like, the barcode of the future, when I say the future, it's already here, by the way. It's not so futuristic. It's already been used. If you go into any of the Woolworths supermarkets, you will see it on all their home brand products. They've already started to implement it. And by a consumer scanning this, they're going to be able to get all sorts of data around, the origins of the product, the traceability of the product, the ingredients, what's in it, where's it been, how's it been made. So all sorts of data, even, information on recyclable products. So it's going to be good for the consumer to be in a position to be really smart about the products that they buy. But it's also going to be good for the planet, because we're going to be so much better informed about the products that we purchase and what to do with them as well from a recycling perspective. As I said, the opportunities are just huge, and we're very excited about the last 50 years, because we, sort of changed the world, if you like. But we're also really excited about how the world is going to change in the next 50 years.
Are we up to speed with, I suppose everyone who's got a smartphone knows how to use it pretty much, at least. So are we up to speed with the technology? I mean, is it keeping pace with our own expectations and abilities?
Absolutely. You will be able to scan, scan your QR code with your mobile phone, but you can actually scan the linear code, which is the one that we're familiar with, the rectangular barcode that's on the product today. You can actually scan a lot of those also with phones. So they go hand in hand. So the technology development of iPhones and the ability for them to be able to scan technologies like barcodes are very much in tangent.
Right, okay. And there's nothing else we need to do. I mean, all the info is really at our fingertips, isn't it, with the phone these days?
It will be. It'll be quite amazing what you can access. And also, it, you know, as I said, choices, it will allow consumers to make better choices of the products they want to buy because they're going to be so much better informed.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what you want. But from, you know, that's from a consumer's perspective, but look at it from a business perspective. You know, the food waste that's going to be able to be eliminated is amazing. I mean, that's already happening today. You know, as I said, Woolworths are already implementing 2D barcodes on their home brand products, and they've already experienced enormous benefits from avoiding food waste. Again, that's a huge benefit for all of us and the planet, and the right thing to do as well. But we've been, you know, they've been able to do that because of the fact that they can scan the products used by dates before they ran out of their used by date and before they get on the shelf. So in that way, they manage their stock levels in a way that ensures that they don't have out of date stock on shelves that they then have to throw away.
Mm.
So there's enormous benefits for businesses, consumers, and everyone really involved. So, yes, the Humble Barcode is about to reinvent the world again, I think.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Maria, I really appreciate your time today explaining that. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for asking my questions. Thank you.
Maria Palazzolo, who is the Executive Director and CEO, GS1 Australia. The barcode has turned 50, and the next generation, two-dimensional QR codes and whatever else, where you can, I'm going to try that in the supermarket. Don't mind me in aisle 4, just scanning everything with my phone and seeing what comes up. Amazing. Is there a technology you feared that is now commonplace? I mean, I reckon back in the day people thought the TV might be spying on them, or maybe they think that now. I don't know. That's gotten better.